Bob Surratt.
Working 5 to 9.
On WGN.
5 to 9. You can do it.
We're trying. 7:38. Social media strategist Scott Kleinberg joins us now. One thing we know every week in our conversations about social media, it's always evolving, and Scott helps us navigate it at this time every Tuesday. Scott, is there a magic way to figure all this stuff out? It's a full-time job, isn't it?
It does seem that way, right, Bob? Yeah. And really, make no mistake, it is. But when you go into it with the right mindset, I find it not only manageable, I find it rewarding.
There's always something to talk about. Now, today you have three things to consider when thinking about social media for your business, right?
Yes, that is right. Three baseline things to get you started, and most importantly, three things that apply to everyone, no matter what you do. So here's the first one. The first one is important. It's know your audience. Some things, they haven't changed. This one will never change. If you don't know your audience, you can't reach them. And I mean, think about it this way. If you blow your budget on Twitter and everyone you want to reach is on Facebook, you've just wasted a lot of time, energy, and money. So there are things that you can do, like surveying your customers and looking at what your competitors are doing. And know things like the social media basic stats, like older audiences are embracing Facebook more over the past few years. Twitter and Instagram skew younger, things like that.
And that seems like common sense. You'd think your customers would appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think they will. And that right there brings us right to the second one, which is, you know that information now. That allows you to develop the right kind of content. So one of the things that I often hear about, there's this practice called cross-posting that a lot of people recommend. That's where you post the same stuff on different platforms. You post a tweet on Facebook and on Instagram. And I have been asking for years and saying for years, and I'm never going to stop doing this, and that is asking people not to post the same content in multiple places because it doesn't actually save time. Twitter users are not Instagram users, despite the demographic. And, remember, the moment you become someone that posts the same thing in multiple places, you've given people the option to pick one place and follow you. So if you do it right, people engage with you in different places. That's the key.
Yeah, it seems that the first and second suggestions are tied together. It's all about knowing your audience, isn't it?
Absolutely right. I mean, creating the content itself, it's easier once you know who your audience is. But figuring it out is not necessarily a quick job. But once you've cleared that first hurdle, the rest, they seem just that much more manageable.
And that brings us to your third and final tip.
Yeah. And that is, be aware of, but don't rush into all these new social media platforms. Just because someone's talking about a new social media space doesn't mean that you immediately have to be on it. But you should know about it in case your audience eventually navigates there, so you're not playing that catch-up game. But it goes right back to the first thought, because in this case, you're still trying to figure out if your audience is evolving. Yeah. So it comes back to knowing your audience.
All good tips. And I guess a fourth is to tune in to hear us talk about this stuff every week, of course.
And that would be a perfect fourth tip, yes.
And back to what you said about not posting the same thing on the different platforms. Don't a lot of people and a lot of businesses feel that, not only to save time, but they feel that people are on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, but not on all of them, so it's okay to just have the same content on all the platforms? Is that what most people think?
That's what most people think, but there's just a little nuance to it. It's okay to put the same information on the different platforms. If you want to say the same thing to your listeners on the different platforms, that's fine. What I'm advocating for is just changing it up a little bit. There are different ways now. There are machines in place where you can actually have the actual tweet post on Facebook, and it just doesn't you know, it just doesn't cross over the correct way that it's supposed to. If people just change the topic just a little bit, just the words, the photo, the quote, whatever it is, just a little bit, even 5 seconds worth of work, it'll make all the difference.
You know, what you say about social media being so important in business, I couldn't help but thinking about the story that we were talking about here yesterday and is in the news this morning about the Palatine bakery that was having some problems, and they decided to have a post. I think what happened there is they got stuck with a lot of Punschke Day ingredients, and Spunky Dunkers Donuts in Palatine was the place. So they were really struggling, and they had all of this stuff and no customers. So they put out a call on Facebook. And all of a sudden, and this was, it was shared like 1,000 times on Facebook and linked about 6,000 times on Instagram. And the lines formed around the store. The bakery doubled its baking shifts. They called in all of their employees that they could. And all of a sudden, they went from struggling to being just overwhelmed by the response, all thanks to social media.
I've always said this, that the social media space is so powerful, you never know when it's going to hit. But if you think of it that way, if you think of it through the eyes of the customer, what the customer will want to see, which it actually really sounds like they did in that case, you'll always be successful.
It's our social media strategist, Scott Kleinberg, with the update for the week. Let's talk a little bit about TikTok. A couple of interesting things happening there. Tell us more.
Yeah, sure. So you'll remember, Bob, we talked a few months ago about how the Trump administration was trying to ban TikTok from operating in the U.S., and it kind of went nowhere, and then it fell out of the news cycle because there were so many other things that were going on. And now the Biden administration says that it will abandon those plans to shut it down, so TikTok is staying around.
And a good thing, it seems, because TikTok has released a look at the biggest trends it saw in 2020. What does that look like?
Yeah. It's really looking at the most popular content categories plus the top growth categories. So the most popular content they found are things like diary and personal stories, so like blogs and things like that. And then it was followed by comedy and video games. Now, all three of those, if you think about it, they make perfect sense, considering the lockdown. You know, we've all been inside for such a long time. The top growth content is interesting. There's news and events, there's music, and there's photography.
So from a social media standpoint or a business standpoint for people who are using TikTok in that way, what can we glean from all that?
I think that we glean the most from the top growth content. So, for example, okay, there's news and events. And that means to me that while TikTok is still a place where people go for dancing and music and all the things that you think of TikTok, you know, to do, people are turning there now for news and info. Another example is they found cooking content is interesting. A big boost there because people are staying home and they're getting creative with their food. And short videos of recipes and foods are one way to get people interested. That said, though, TikTok released 19 different country reports because TikTok is big around the world. So as always, you know, this kind of research varies depending on where, you know, where you're located.
So the bottom line, TikTok isn't going anywhere. It's still growing fast, isn't it?
It's definitely growing fast, Bob. And as an interesting sign how other platforms are viewing that growth, you might also remember, we've talked about this, that Instagram launched its competitor called Reels. And I mentioned to you that a lot of these Reels were actually just TikTok videos that were downloaded, and then people were re-uploading them to Instagram, which is obviously not what Instagram wants to see. Now, so Facebook, which, remember, owns Instagram, they're making a change to their algorithm where it says that it's not going to surface those Reels that originate on TikTok nearly as often. So you're going to see less of those.
So you think we will notice that change?
I think yes, but possibly in very interesting ways. So think about it like this. Instagram, they obviously want people to create original Reels. But will less TikTok on Instagram have that desired effect, or will people just move over to TikTok? You know, I don't think that Instagram is in any danger of going away, but I think they may be underestimating a little bit how big TikTok is. The way I've been telling it to people, it would benefit you if you like tennis, because the ball is going to be going back and forth for a long time to come.
There's a feeling that it's just the young kids on TikTok, but that's not really true, is it?
It's not true anymore. It really was true in the beginning. And the two areas, the two age groups that are the most popular on TikTok are the 13 to 19, though really young, and the 35 to 44. The 35 to 44 didn't start until the pandemic, until people were inside. They're like, boy, I really should check out this TikTok. And now they're really interested in videos because TikTok really has some interesting stuff. So it still definitely skews young. If you're a business that caters to young people, you still want to know that, but it's still other people as well.
Should businesses be on TikTok along with Facebook and Twitter?
I think it's one of those tools in the toolbox that they should definitely be aware of. But like we talked about in the first segment about knowing your audience still has to be there. Now, it makes sense that maybe your audience is going to be interested in TikTok because of all the conversation around it. So maybe that's a reason to be there. So the way I look at it is maybe you don't necessarily have to create content for it, but have a plan in place. Have something in your head where you're like, okay, if I need to be on TikTok, what could I do? And just get those things in mind to be ready in case it is the next really big thing.
I'm on Instagram. I very seldom go there. Should I be on TikTok too?
I'm trying to picture you on TikTok, Bob, and it's a funny thought.
Oh really?
I would put it this way. I don't know that you need to be, but I think it would be very, very wise for you, every once in a while, you know, just do a search and see what people are talking about. You know, type in something like hashtag Chicago into TikTok and see the stuff that comes up. It may inspire you, and it may, you know, just have you thinking, you know, about the difference between that and Instagram, and who knows, maybe we'll see you on there soon.
Who knows? By the way, before I let you go, I forget where I saw this, but there was some social media post about the phrase that you hate most, and it was at the end of the day. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. I wrote a little something about this phrase because everybody uses it over and over again, and yeah, it's one of my really big pet peeves.
Okay, well, you know, at the end of the day, we get all the information we need from Scott Kleinberg here every week. Have a good one, Scott. Thank you.
You too, Bob. Take care of yourself.